Okay, we're going to, move back into the Survivor series. And I know all of you are wondering, where the heck is your blue shirt, John? Because I didn't wear it last week. You're probably thinking this is my new uniform, right? Well, only one more week, and then I get to wear it just for kicks, just for fun. But this week we're talking about our fifth series. Next week we'll talk about the number six lesson that comes out of our 23rd Psalm for how it is that we survive the difficulties and trials of life. So today, before we get started with the sermon, let me tell you a little story about when I was a bit younger. When my boys were younger, Lori and I, we had two sons. When they were little, we would spend a lot of time reading to them in hopes that they would come to not only love to read themselves, it worked 50% of the time, but because it was a good thing to do and it was a lot of fun. One of the books that the boys always loved for me to read to them was a book called We're Going on a Bear Hunt. Anyone familiar with that story? Okay. Then I don't have to read the whole story to you. But for those who don't know it, let me tell you a little bit about Going on a Bear Hunt. It's a big adventure of a dad and his kids, and they're going on this adventure, this bear hunt. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. We're not afraid. Maybe you remember how that goes, but there is this refrain that goes all through the story about this adventure that dad and the kids are on this bear hunt. But whenever they would get to that point where they say, we're not afraid, there would always be an uh-oh, because there would be some obstacle, something in their path that they would have to somehow get through. And the refrain would always go like this, whether it be a forest or a river or a cave, whatever it was that they had to somehow traverse, it would come to the point and the refrain would be this: you can't go over it, can't go under it, you've got to go through it. Now, I have to admit that when I was reading this story, I think the reason why the boys liked it was not just because they got to memorize how this all went, but because by the end of the story, and I'm really not sure how the story ends, because I know in the book, the story ends with the bear and then them having to go back through all these obstacles to go backwards. But it never ended that way for us, because it always ended up with me playing the bear and chasing them around and them running around, and that was just how it ended. So we always missed the last probably three pages of the story because we were chasing around and I was playing the bear. But again, it is that refrain that became so important for me today to say this is what we're talking about when it comes to the difficulties of life that all of us face. What does it mean for us to deal with the challenges of life? And so today we're going to talk about dark valleys. As we move through our series on the survivor, how do we survive difficulties and dark valleys in life? So that's going to be our torch for today. Because that getting, not going under it or over it, but somehow getting through it is the challenge that faces all of us. And again, we all have it, disappointment and discouragement. We have suffering and sorrow, sickness, all of it touches all of us. Frustration, failure, fatigue, whatever it is that begins to weigh upon us and cause this darkness to begin to encroach upon our lives. Or maybe it's some great combination of many of these things that comes that creates in us a dark valley that we find ourselves stuck in. You know, when I think about the combinations, and they often do come in combinations. I was thinking about those. We mentioned cancer patients even this morning. But just how difficult it must be to be going through that, just the feeling of the sickness and the weariness of the ongoing struggle of the treatments. You know, that sense of fear or uncertainty that comes because we don't know how this is going to play out, and that edge is always there. That discouragement, those wonderings, that questions of why do I have to deal with this? Why has this come to me? All that sense of fatigue or even that sense of isolation as you get cut off from normalcy, cut off from your friends, get a new routine that involves much more having to do with medicine and hospitals and doctors, and it's not the place that we want to be. All of these things add up to a place of, can add up to a place of deep darkness for us. or for those who have lost someone dear to them. I think of that, and I see those people walking through this. Oftentimes there's an anger because of what has happened, or maybe just a deep hurt, a grief, that sense of loss that doesn't go away, that wondering of what's going to happen next, because I can't imagine life without this person, yet somehow I've got to figure it out. And it becomes such a difficult, dark place. You know, you can't go to someone in that spot and say, well, don't worry, your loved one's coming back. We know that's not true. We can't go to someone and say, it's going to, oh, don't worry, you'll get back to normal. You won't. You know, how do you get to that place? What do you do when you're in that spot and you feel stuck, knowing that it's not ever going to be the same again? How do you get through that dark place? How do we move through this dark valley? And it doesn't have to be cancer. It doesn't have to be loss. There's all kinds of ways that we find ourselves getting stuck in a dark valley, so thick, so dark that we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. We all know that place. We all know that place. And if we can't get over it, we can't go under it, how do we get through it? Well, that's part of what I want to continue to open up this story that we have, or this text that we have in Psalm 23, because it begins to give us some clear keys for us moving through those kind of dark places as well. Probably the best known verse in all the Bible, probably the most familiar verse in all the Bible, is the very first verse that Psalm 23 opens up with. The Lord is my shepherd. We've all heard that, haven't we? And I think most everyone in the whole, almost the whole world has. But like unto that one, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack for nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores, or he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. We've gotten that far so far, the first three verses. But in verse 4, this one also becomes very familiar. It has almost a poetic ring to it, doesn't it? Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, I know many of you, as we're hearing that, we're saying, that is familiar. But I remember it differently. Yeah, I remember it differently because I learned in the King James or something like that, where it says, even though I walk through what? Valley of the shadow of death. That's, of course, that's how we understand it. That's how we remember it. Literally, the words in the Hebrew there don't say valley of the shadow of death and don't say dark valley. They literally say the valley of deep darkness. And if you were to translate it in a literal way, but that doesn't have the same ring. But anything that kind of catches us by surprise puts us in this place where we are in deep darkness is what is being talked about, as we are told that we will be able to walk through this valley of deep darkness. Okay, before we talk about deep darkness and this that we're kind of called to walk through, again, everyone walks through these places of disappointment, discouragement, sorrow, sickness, suffering, frustration, failure, fatigue. There's a few things I want to say about deep darkness and about these valleys. And I'll go, in fact, the four keys about dark valleys. First one is this, is that valleys in life are inevitable. Okay, no one gets out of life without these valleys. It is one of the things, in fact, it's one of the worst things that we as Christians can do to other people, is saying if you follow Jesus, then all of your troubles are going to go away. It doesn't work like that. As long as we are in life, we're going to struggle at times with difficulties in darkness. It's just part of what it is. Jesus himself said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. But in this world, you will have trouble. Again, I've said this many times. You've heard me say it probably, that it doesn't say you might have trouble or you could have trouble, but it says you will have trouble. Now, this is sometimes we don't like this verse. We don't want to think that, okay, in this world, we're going to have trouble. But again, Jesus continued on with the end of that. He says, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. But the reality is that here Jesus is saying is that it's going to be inevitable that we walk through difficulty. Again, some combination that's going to lead us to a place of being overwhelmed by darkness that's going to cause us to feel stuck in that place. Number two, valleys in life are impartial. Again, it happens to everyone. It just doesn't happen to you because you're special. You are special, but you're not going to have to walk through valleys only because you're special. It affects everyone, and it comes to us. And it doesn't. And even though we feel like we're the only one who's feeling what we feel, we're not the only one who has had to go through deep darkness. Happens to all of us. Because others have walked through deep darkness doesn't diminish the darkness that we're struggling with, but it just says it happens to all. These valleys are unpredictable. We don't know how long they're going to last. We don't even know when they're going to come. They seem to catch us at times that are inconvenient because it's just what they do. When is it a good time to walk through loss? When is it a good time to get that diagnosis that you didn't want to hear? When is it a good time? You know, when is it a convenient time? It just doesn't happen. It always comes at an inconvenient time. And in the same way, dark valleys always come inconvenient because they're unpredictable. But number four, I want to say this, and this is important for us today, that valleys are temporary. The situation we may be walking through may feel like it's going to go on forever, but the reality is that valleys are temporary. We'll see it when we look back at that text, Psalm 23:4 today, when we are told that we are to walk through the valley. We're not to stay in the valley. We're not to get stuck and remain in the valley. We are to walk through the valley. And you know, if you're any geography people here, you know the valleys don't go forever. Valleys have beginnings and ends, and that's how they work. That's what a valley is. So back to the verse. Even though I walk through this darkest valley, it says, I will fear no evil. I want to just pause here for a moment. Again, there's a lot of things that this text say to me, but just even the feel of it. Not only are we called that we are going to be able to walk through the valley, and it means that gives me the thought that maybe we won't always be stuck in the valley, but it says something about what this walk should be like. So oftentimes we get into that place and we begin to panic. We begin to feel like we're stuck here forever. But we are called to continue to walk. And that walk, it kind of gives a calmness feel, doesn't it? It doesn't say run through the valley. It doesn't say run away from the valley. It doesn't say get frightened and run the opposite direction. It doesn't say get frightened and hunker down and fall down and not move from that spot. But it says we are to deliberately take steps that enable us to walk through the valley. But then it gives us this purpose or this reason that I will fear no evil. Why? The reason is because we are not alone in the midst of the valley, but that God is there with us and that his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Earlier this year, we went to a concert with Lori. It was a Toby Mac concert. It was wonderful. And one of the songs that Toby Mac sings is a song called Move. If you're walking through a dark valley, I want to say put this on your Spotify playlist. It's a great song, but it just encourages us to continue to move and not get stuck. The lyrics go, I know your heart been broke again. And again, this is his lyrics. It's not my grammar getting bad, okay? I know your heart been broke again. I know your prayers ain't been answered yet. Again, his grammar, not mine. I know you're feeling you got nothing left. Well, lift your head. It ain't over yet. And then it gets the refrain, the move, keep walking. Keep moving on. There's a purpose in this walking, this moving on that the song gives because it falls back on the same reality that we are called to continue to pass through the valley, knowing that we are not there on our own, but there is this loving God who is there right alongside of us. That rod and that staff, that's something that can, we're not shepherds. We don't grow up with sheep, most of us. We don't understand even what that all means. The idea of the rod is a protection for the sheep. Shepherd would have the rod to fend off those who would be predators for the sheep. And the staff would be an image of God's guidance for the sheep, because the shepherd would need to guide his sheep so they don't go the wrong direction. And the staff is there to help guide the step of the sheep. Without the rod, the shepherd would not be able to protect the sheep. And without that protection, the sheep would be vulnerable. Without the staff, the shepherd would not be able to guide the sheep. And without his guidance, the sheep would become lost. In this setting, that if God was not with us, we would be in a world of hurt in that dark valley. But because he is with us, there is a sense of learning in that place to, even in the darkness, find him there with us. Because that becomes the key. In the darkness, we often feel most alone. Part of that is because it's dark, and when we can't see, we don't know what's all around us. But part of that is because we hear the lies of the enemy, that in that place of darkness, we hear the lies which say God has abandoned us. God doesn't care about us. God is allowing us this suffering and will not do anything about it. All these voices we hear in our head, emanating from the voice of the devil, who's trying to tell us that we are in this stuckness by ourselves. But this verse reminds us that we are not in this stuckness by ourselves. No matter how many lies the devil may say to us, the reality is that he is in that with us. And so we are going to have to, in that place, learn to find his presence. And in his presence, be enabled to continue to move through that valley. But these valleys come, again, they come to all of us. I should light this up, because all of us deal with this darkness in our life. And it's not that we can put that darkness, we can chase the darkness off by ourselves. It only comes as we learn to rest in God's presence in the midst of the darkness, that we find that there and find not only his strength, but even his help and his joy, even though it's dark all around, the joy of his presence that can hold us in the midst of that difficulty. So whether it be grief, or whether it be fatigue, or whether it be hurt, or whether it be loss, whatever it may be that is causing the sense of just the darkness closing in on us, we are invited in that place to find his presence there and keep moving on, keep moving through, trusting in the hand and the direction of the shepherd. So today, before we conclude, and I do want to just give us a chance, because I did get this lit, I'm going to, again, offer, as I have in weeks past, this snuffer is for someone who has experienced deep darkness. Maybe it's going on right now. In fact, I'll say yes. If you're walking through a difficult time right now, and darkness is a part of that walk, maybe it's grief, whatever it might be, the darkness that holds you today, and you're saying today, because I've been a victim of the valley, and I no longer want to be its victim, but I want to have victory in the midst of the valley, because I'm going to find God here with me in the midst, I would invite you to come and put out this torch so that the valley does not continue to have hold over you on this day. Would anyone like to come? Kathy, thank you. Kathy, you don't have to identify it with words, but I know in your heart you know what darkness it is you are putting out. Step here, and for all of us, say no more. Thank you. Father, I thank you for Kathy's boldness, and I thank you for her representing each of us as we walk through those, that unresolved, that difficulty that doesn't seem to get better. God, whatever it might be that holds us in that place, that discourages, that taunts, that steals from us the joy you would have for us. Father, we thank you that you are the answer and that you invite us to rest in you, our answer. In Jesus' name, amen.